But I'm grateful to the sources within those teams who spoke for this reporting, and to the cases in which the companies in question, Microsoft or Meta, for instance, agreed to participate even in the film. You know, we have people going on camera talking about how they do this. I think more openness about this is called for, and that people should celebrate the cases in which companies put resources into protecting their customers in this way. There's not enough, but there's some going on, and that does deserve acknowledgement.
Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists Ronan Farrow and Matthew O'Neill talking about their new documentary, Surveilled. It's streaming on Max. The film looks at the activity of spyware companies, including the Israeli firm NSO, which makes the spyware program Pegasus. The film is directed by Perry Peltz, Matthew O'Neill, and produced by Ronan Farrow. Ronan won the Pulitzer for exposing Harvey Weinstein's history of sexual abuse. The Hollywood mogul paid the Israeli private intelligence firm Black Cube to suppress Ronan Farrow's reporting. We'll link to Farrow's New Yorker article, The Technology the Trump Administration Could Use to Hack Your Phone. Go to democracynow.org to see part one of our discussion. Happy birthday to Igor Moreno. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM and streaming online at kboo.fm.
Listen to Black Book Talk at KBOO FM every first Thursday from 11:30 till noon. Co-hosts O.B. Hill, Patricia Welch, and Emma Jackson Ford discuss African-American authors and books. That's Black Book Talk, every first Thursday from 11:30 to noon on KBOO-FM.
We know a KBOO community membership is at the top of everyone's wish list this season. Give the gift of supporting grassroots community media by making a donation during KBOO's Catalog of Connections campaign now through December 31st. Our $75,000 goal will go towards everyone's favorite music, news, and public affairs programming all year long. Just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321. Thank you and happy holidays.
Hey, you're listening to KBOO Portland. This is going to be so exciting today, y'all. It's going to be something I have never done. I'm going to try to take calls while running the board. Yeah, and our guest today, Kate Chase from KBOO, we're going to be talking about engagement. We're going to be taking your calls about how KBOO could be working on engagement. What do you think KBOO could be doing to promote us, right? No complaining. Promotion. So, going to give you a minute of Hugh Masekela. There will be dead air. It's fine, right? So here, I'm going to bring the talk down, bring the music up, and then we're going to be right back. We'll be right back. What a time to be alive. Hello, it is 5 minutes until Nazi o'clock. You're listening to KBOO Radio in Portland. This is Keeping It Real. I'm your host, Lisa Loving. I'm diving off the deep end this time and taking your calls. The subject is KBOO. We have Engagement Director Kate Chase live in the studio, and this is a survey of listeners looking for your ideas on how to promote the station, not your complaints, not your gripes, right? Your constructive ideas and your ideas for promoting the radio station, 503-231-8187. It's going to be a little bit of a juggle and a jog for me to get you on the air if I have to run the board too, but just if you're calling, keep on the phone until I get to you, okay? It'll take a few minutes. Kate, I also want to say, strongly encourage callers who have never called before, and I'll try to make the magic happen, and you're going to hear a lot of music. Wake up and smell the coffee, my friends, and Kate, thank you for your patience. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. It's exciting to be here.
Wow, I don't like the sound of your microphone. I'm going to ask you to scoot over to mic one. You know, this, oh, I see what's happening. This, okay, now try.
Hello.
You guys, this is live radio. You might be experiencing it as a podcast, but you need to know that this radio show right here, right now, was born naked and screaming live, okay? Even if it's a podcast now. Kate, what a day. Talk about the work you do. I've only ever seen you in the hallway, right? And like, yeah, this is Kate. Hey, Kate, woo! This is the first time I've ever sat down with you to learn more about you. And that's why I'm really appreciating this moment, this complicated moment. But also, I have to say, if you're listening, this is a winter membership drive. If you need to give us a call, or else my other friend Artie is going to be so angry. It's the winter membership drive. Support us by flying over to kboo.fm/give to become a monthly sustaining member. And we're going to talk more about that in a few minutes. It's going to be a very all over the place show. But I do have my radio lipstick, Kate. You now. Hello.
Hello. It's so nice to be here. It's great to finally meet you face to face. Yeah, so the work I do here, I'm our engagement coordinator. So I handle all of our interactions, basically our external interactions with the public. So all of the marketing, all the social media, that is me. If you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, you've probably seen my posts. And it's my job to try to bring KBOO to new demographics and just like increase the diversity of KBOO listeners, which I think is so important to our mission statement.
There's a lot of issues around age diversity, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of boomers like me are the longtime supporters mm-hmm. of KBOO, and we need to bring more young people, really, honestly, young and younger people into the fold here, because so many people have moved here that don't even know that KBOO exists. Right? Which is part of being grassroots, right? Mm-hmm. But talk about your own background. How did you come to this work? Where are you from? We always ask that in Portland. Where are you from? How did you come to this work?
So I'm actually a native Portlander. So I have bragging rights there. But yeah, I grew up in Portland. I went to college in Southern California, and I studied design with an emphasis in print media, actually. So my side passion is zines. I made the KBOO zine that came out this summer.
I didn't know that's why you made that. That's sweet.
Yeah, so that was a really fun project. Hope to do that again soon, make it a more regular thing. But yeah, so I have a background in design. And that's, I moved back home after college. And actually the very first job I applied to was this one at KBOO. And it just felt like such a perfect fit. I also did music journalism for a little while. So it felt like that, like, came very organically into this job too. I love like local music, indie music. So it's kind of a perfect marriage, KBOO is, of all the things that I love.
Can I ask you a complicated question? Because that's what I do, because I've had too much coffee already. Okay, so as you're studying design, so I'm going to imagine it's graphic design for paper, for pages. And how, but see, that stuff activates your brain. And I personally believe that if you learn how to do this thing, it's possible that you could take what you learned from this thing and work on that thing and make that thing really innovative. So can you just talk about what it's been like for you to translate. First of all, what were you thinking that you studied print journalism? I have to start there. What the hell were you thinking? Answer.
I know. I mean, that's, again, I think it's perfect. I studied print media and then I came to radio, which are both, people could argue, they're dying mediums. I don't think they are. but that's just where my passion lies. And I feel like both of them, print media and radio, have this common thread of being very community-based, especially sort of like independent print media, right? Like zines, very community-based, very like kind of inherently like anti-capitalist.
A very punk rock. Sarah, I see where you're coming from. Yeah. Values, just basic values. Mm-hmm. Like I said when we started this show, it is 5 minutes until Nazi o'clock. And when this all stuff started happening, I was so concerned by the ways I saw my own communities and social media turning on each other that I spent quality time trying to just convince people not to attack each other if you're coming from the same perspective, right? Mm-hmm. And yet, a lot of people got really angry about that. Why am I talking about this now? When we are here, this is a show about KBOO, right? This is Lisa Loving. This is Keeping It Real. We're keeping it real in KBOO, and we're talking about KBOO today. Like, how do we keep KBOO going? This is the winter membership drive. We need you to call. And that's why it's kind of a big deal, Kate, that KBOO is actually literally an uncapitalist outlet, mm-hmm. because so many of the tools that are used to support media in general are about capitalism. Mm-hmm. The Nielsen ratings. In order for us to qualify for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting some few years ago, we had to sign up for Nielsen ratings. Well, we get terrible Nielsen ratings because Nielsen ratings are for advertising. That's what they were created for. I'm raising my voice. I'm going to try to dial it back. I'm dialing it back. But I mean, it's like trying to use a screwdriver to, make mashed potatoes. You could do it. It would be weird. But so... And this is, you're just getting started in your career. This blows my mind. I know this is a crunchy question. What do you see when you look around this environment? I'm not just talking about the radio station, but the entire media ecosystem. You're here. You've got a light. It's a really fragile light. It's in your hands. It's a little flame in your hands. You're trying to bring the fire of a grassroots community radio station that's generations old now, right? Mm. What do you see out there?
It's a little, I don't want to say bleak, but I think the media landscape is very, it's kind of, we use the term mediazillas. which I think is fun. But it feels like that's kind of what we are like perpetually kind of bombarded with is, you know, Fox News and CNN and all these really big media outlets that have corporate interests. And the smaller people like us, I feel like, are getting a little bit more lost in the shuffle. But luckily, I feel like Portland has a really, really good community that wants to support grassroots media and independent media. And I think that's something that's really special.
It's interesting because I've been involved with the Pacifica Network this year. And the Pacifica Network is a national radio network that actually it was the first... what is his name? Joe Hill or whatever. The guy that founded Pacifica in the 40s after World War II. This was the first network that he invented. He invented membership drives. These people invented this kind of support using telephones and stuff to support the station and committing to membership. And this fascinates me. And there's a lot of concern that this might be the last year for Pacifica. Mm. And I'm hearing that from deep inside. And I'm also hearing, and I'm going to be vague about it. Certain people within grassroots radio networks nationwide are starting to hold meetings because they're worried that the Trump administration, the incoming administration, is going to destroy funding for community and public media. And KBOO actually is a member of the Corporation for Public Broadcast. We get funding from there. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's a big deal. And part of that deal is that it mandates that we have super responsible financial records. Like we have to be legitimate to get that. And the compliance book is like as big as phone books used to be. And it's a big deal. So on one hand, with KBOO people, we're iconoclastic. That's the irony, you know. Alternative media. I don't know if this compares to left-wing media or right-wing media, but the people that I've known in KBOO, they're not joiners. And that's the irony of how we're all here. But
do you have a big goal of what you're trying to achieve at KBOO? Like, you might have a smaller goal and then a big goal. Can you just talk about what you hope to achieve here?
Yeah, I think ultimately my goal and what I've been trying to do since I started here really is bring KBOO to new audiences and really help KBOO as a station serve the people that it wants to serve. Because KBOO has such good values and such good intentions. And I think they're not always maybe executed. And so that's what I'm trying to do, is bring KBOO.
Or put in play, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting about KBOO, and in a minute I'm going to talk about how you listening right now can support us. But there's so many different goals here, but the fact that we have a mission statement, that our mission statement is filed with the state of Oregon, we have to comply with it. It's not just smoke and mirrors. If we don't do that, what it says that we're going to do, we can be shut down. And that's why it's important. The values of making space for people who are not heard is one of the most bedrock values of KBOO. I always think of it as giving the microphone to the people since 1968. That's how I think of KBOO, right? And I think when I look around the media landscape, I see it's fractured. It's like a shattered mirror. You know, you can find what you want, but you have to go look for it. And if there's something that you didn't know, you may or may not find it. And I want to shift the conversation right now and say, this is Keeping It Real. I'm Lisa Loving. We're taking your calls, y'all. We have engagement director Kate Chase live in the studio. This is a survey of listeners looking for your ideas on how to promote the station, not your gripes. Your ideas for promoting the station, 503-231-8187. Also, want to strongly encourage callers who have never called before. I'm running the soundboard myself, so it's going to be awkward. But if you're calling, please keep letting the phone ring, because I have to switch to music and do a little dance to get you on the air. But this is not a job, it's an adventure. We already talked about that, and we are not promoting the U.S. military. And I'm going to try to make the magic happen. And if it doesn't work, Kate's going to sing or maybe recite spontaneous poetry break, Kate. Also, though, this is the winter membership drive. And support us by flying over to kboo.fm/give to become a monthly sustaining member. We're gonna spend a few minutes on this membership drive stuff. One of the things, Kate, that I super value about KBOO is KBOO is the first place I ever heard the phrase climate change. Hmm. Right?
Wow.
Some of my favorite music I heard for the first time on KBOO, especially I love what used to be called world beat music. Oh my God, somebody's calling! Catch them! Anyway, let me finish my sentence. If you're calling, keep calling for a minute. Let me finish what I'm saying. But KBOO is a place that brings new ideas that inspire people's lives. And I'm gonna go to music, right? But I also want you to go to kboo.fm/give, and we're going to try to catch this caller really quick. Let's see if we can do it. Are you there? Is my
here.
Hey, tell me one more time your name.
My name is Matthew Miles.
Hey, Matthew. What do you think about KBOO? What should we be doing, man?
Honestly, it sucks to say, but like social media, I found you guys like last week, pretty much through an Insta, like a complete out of the blue Instagram advertisement. So
an
I think that maybe just. Yeah, it was I think for your guys' upcoming, tomorrow, you guys have a pop-up thing happening?
Right on! Kate's over here, she's fist-pumping because she did that, right?
Yeah, I figured that might be I'm 24, I've always been somewhat interested in radio, but it was one of those things that, like, you do when you're in the car, and
right.
When you're younger, you only spend time in the car with, like, your parents, so you listen to what your parents are into, which is usually, like, you know, nothing against like 102.3 or like any of like the bigger stations, but it's usually the music ones. So you don't hear a lot of like talk radio stuff when you're with your folks, at least in my case.
Awesome. And so here's another thing I want to tell you. And there's another caller on hold. Yeah! The number to call if you want to give us some feedback is 503-231-8187. Here's something I want to say to you, though. This is the wackiest thing of all. You could come over here and learn all of the skills of radio for free. All you have to do is sign up. Straight up. And that's the part I wish we could glue that to the moon. I guess other countries are gluing things to the moon. That's not really what I mean, but you know. And so what I hear you saying though is the social media is working. Social media is good, and that connected to the wonderful event that's tomorrow. Okay, talk about that event.
Yeah, so
I'm so excited you said that, caller.
I know, that was perfect. I just want to say hi. I'm also 24, so I'm excited. The community, that was my goal, is I want to bring more people, more Gen Z people, into the radio world, because I think there are a lot of people who are interested, like you are, but just, you know, haven't really necessarily thought of radio as something they could do, something that's accessible. So I think that's cool that KBOO makes it accessible. But anyway, our art walk tomorrow, me and my coworker Artie, have been throwing these every month since August. We bring in a handful of local artists and vendors and just set up a little DIY pop-up gallery in our station. We're also going to have three musicians coming, each going to do a set in our back studio, which is super exciting. And anybody can come in, take a tour, see the art, listen to some music, and learn about radio a little bit.
That's a wonderful idea. And full disclosure, I just pressed the wrong button and lost that awesome caller. We love you, man, over there in Vancouver. And yeah, free radio training. We do have another caller, and hopefully I can make the magic work. Caller, are you there? No. No, great. So yeah, free radio training. And don't let me be your guide there. Please keep calling 503-231-8187. We're having to do all this in the same room today, and that's why it's crunchy and difficult. And whoever just called that I lost, please call back, all right? I mean the second caller, actually. We're hoping that people who have never called before will give us a call. We're looking for ideas to promote the radio station. And 503-231-8187. I'm going to go to music for a second because here comes our friend back again. Oh, wait, no, okay, hold on. Kind of like a wonderful game, and we're doing a little bit of actual radio training here, even as we go. Hey, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah! The people united will never be defeated on the phone. Okay.
Yay!
Tell me what you think. Like, what do you think about what's happening at KBOO, and, you know, how could we promote ourselves better? How could we do more community engagement?
Well, I think actual live radio and having more volunteers would actually go a long way. So I've been a financial supporter of KBOO for over 12 years, and so I heard you, like, you know, before, during, and after the pandemic. And you did a great job during the pandemic, but I'm a little concerned that you don't have many volunteers coming back to make shows, I guess. I'm not sure. But there's an awful lot of reliance on other community radios' shows, which is fine, but not as much of the time as you do it. And I really miss the local perspective, and I had to move out of Portland to find subsidized housing, unfortunately. And I really miss that KBOO used to, like, because you broadcast in a large area, not just the Portland area. Yeah. And you used to have the diversity of volunteers, I think, so that you actually discussed events and issues in a large area, not just the Portland area. And I really miss that.
I love your input. And what I hear you saying is bring back the live. Get more people in here. If you're listening to us right now, our friend here is talking to you. Because you think you're not a volunteer. We have tons of volunteers. Everybody has issues now. But you could come in here and learn how to do this free and do your show. And there's other people who are doing that now, too. The staff sort of shifted to a podcast model for different reasons. And now, actually, there's fewer staff. But I think that if you want to be a KBOO volunteer, you're going to send an email to volunteer@kboo.org. You're going to talk to the coolest guy in the world. He's so cool. And I agree with you. The KBOO News has a lot of local stuff. There's local stuff on KBOO Evening News in depth. I know because I contribute to that. But I agree with you. And I think the beauty of community radio is that I'm looking at too many things. I'm just gonna bring your sound down a tiny bit. The beauty of community radio is it's by us and it is for us, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
and I love that. I mean, that's why I've continued supporting KBOO even though I've had concerns.
You know what? I hope that you and other people listening, right? You know, I cry every time I do this damn show. Here it comes. It's okay to cry, y'all. No, but this is a crucial moment when I joke about it being 5 minutes until Nazi o'clock. This is a crucial moment for community radio and media all over the place. And so the thing that's different about KBOO, and we'll talk in a second about how listeners can support us, is that you come in here and do it. Not you personally. Oh, but you could too. And also, if you're listening out of town, and I'm 62, I'm going to be 62 in a few minutes here.
Me too, I'm 62 also.
Apps make me feel crazy sometimes. Apps on the phone. But I have to say, the KBOO app is excellent. You can hear live broadcast, the live stream of KBOO's on-air broadcast anywhere, right? I just have to strongly recommend that. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, I actually don't have a phone or a computer or a TV or any devices, and that's the way I like it. And that's been one of my concerns with KBOO, is I think that, yes, apps and things can reach farther, and that's good, but you seem to be overly relying on it.
I know, I've fallen silent because... Yeah, it's difficult to actually serve every single solitary last individual person.
Right.
So
No, I understand that, but I also am thinking of like, there are shows on KBOO, like Democracy Now! And Paul Rowan's Talk Radio, that have actually discussed some of the issues with the online culture, the apps, the spyware.
Okay.
And I really feel like for KBOO to be a place that can really rally people in time of trouble, which I think is one of the key roles, you need to not be all online.
I have to say that I really appreciate your call, and I want to agree with you, and at the same time, I have to say that that's not the whole story. But I agree with the broadcast stuff.
I know it's not the whole story.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks a ton. More volunteers, more live stuff, more stuff on the broadcast stream. That's what I'm hearing you saying.
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for your patience, right?
Okay, yeah. Oh, definitely. And thank you for doing this, actually. It's refreshing.
Okay. Maybe I should change the format of this show to talk radio. But if I did that, listeners, I would need an engineer. What are you doing right now? Okay. What are you doing? You could come in here and learn how to be an engineer. And I want to take this moment to say, this is Keeping It Real. I'm Lisa Loving. Taking your calls on ideas for promoting the station. We've got Engagement Director Kate Chase live in the studio. We're surveying you, the listeners, looking for your ideas on how to promote the station, not your gripes. Well, I mean, it was fine what our friend just said. I mean, she was making constructive criticism. Your ideas for promoting the station, 503-231-8187. Do not wait till the end of the hour. Also, strongly encouraging callers who never call before, going to shift gears a little bit and say, it's the winter membership drive, right? And we've just had a couple of callers making super constructive contributions, but we cannot exist if you don't call, if you don't support us, right? We're not just beaming in from space, okay? Why is it important to be a member of KBOO? And, Here comes the line again. But give me a minute. I have to finish my sentence. There's so much that people learn from KBOO. Coming in and learning free skills, that is mind-boggling. You could if you went to Mount Hood Community College to learn how to be a radio podcaster, you'd have to jump through 100 hoops. You'd have to pay a bunch of money, and you still wouldn't be on the air. I'm putting that out to you, okay? Mm-hmm. So, the complete list of how to be a KBOO member, kboo.fm/give. Clicking the red box donate in the mobile app, text KBOO to 44321. Mail to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. And I'm going to go to music and try to bring this caller on. See how complicated this gets. Hold on. Let's see if we can continue to make the magic work. It is kind of exciting. We've got exciting things going. There are exciting things happening with the music computer that I can't even describe to you right now. So, and there's that. And we have a caller. I think I just went through a pitch. You know what, Kate? We should just make the whole rest of the show a pitch. I mean, why not? My mama's not here, and even if she was, she'd let us do it. Hold on, everybody. We got a caller, line one. Caller, can you hear me? What's going on?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can. It's so exciting.
Good. Yeah. My name's Anita. I'm in Vancouver. I'm a regular contributor. I'm not one of those folks that gets the monthly deduction. I am someone who contributes as much as I can whenever I can. I have a fixed income, but not necessarily fixed expenses, which is why I don't feel comfortable pledging. Anyway, I just give you the money often.
Okay.
So what I would like to suggest is a hearty amen to the person who called just before me, but B, perhaps you could invite people like me who are faithful contributors to just do like a 30-second promo and say, I contribute to KBOO because, in my case, it's because I love Democracy Now. I particularly love alternative radio. I dearly love the folk strip and the Friday folk music program. I am thrilled that Ed Melnick is back.
We love Ed Melnick for real, straight up. Yeah, definitely.
So anyway, say for instance, with the folk strip, if it were possible for me to call in when there's a possibility of tickets, chat does not work for me. I have a disability that makes working with graphics a test of my religion.
I want to stop here for a second. What I hear you saying is more real people on the air, more opportunities,
yes,
to call and interact with the station as a supporter, and maybe more attention to different abilities, the way making KBOO more accessible to people who have different disabilities. I after COVID, my brain didn't work the same. I have to be honest about that. I don't know where to bring that, and I can't see things the same way. It's true.
Yes.
Wait. I want to take this, and I want to give the microphone to Kate, because I think that your idea of people calling in and explaining why they support KBOO is beautiful. How would that work, Kate? Hey, caller, I'm going to let you go too, because I love you, and there is another caller, and my head is exploding. Thank you so
much.
Yeah, thank you so much for that idea. That's actually a great idea. I know that, so tomorrow we're having our First Friday Art Walk event, and at our past events, we've given listeners, just people coming into the station, an opportunity to record promos that we play live on the air. So if you are able to come out to our event tomorrow, that could be an amazing place to come out and record a little promo and tell us what you love about KBOO. But I'm going to think about that more. Because I love that idea.
You know, and we do have another caller, and I'm going to get to you in a second. Kate, print media, right? My mother's 94. Full disclosure, y'all, I'm moving to California, like, next week to take care of my mother. I'll still do this show. I won't be able to do it live anymore, okay? That is the fact. And it's breaking my heart, too. But where my mom lives, in outside of Turlock, California, she used to get the Turlock Bee? And she lives in an old folks retirement trailer park, and the person who delivered the newspapers in that trailer park quit, and they have never replaced that person. So my mother is incapable of actually getting a paper copy of the 94. Okay. She was probably their biggest fan. And I went through this whole tap dance with this woman in Texas who was explaining something, and it didn't matter. And there's a part of me that, you know, when you look at the print media, you look at the digital media, how to make sure the elders in our community, and I am that, they're some of the most bedrock supporters. And so just thinking, like, how we can keep our elder friends, our wise people in the loop is complicated. So caller, are you still there? Caller? Boo, we lost the other caller. Okay. Well, all right. That's what happens. And I'm going to try to do this. All right. If you just tuned in, this is Keeping It Real. We really are too, Kate. Like, we're very keeping it very real right here. Taking your calls on ideas for promoting the radio station. We have engagement director Kate Chase live in the studio, and we are surveying you, the listeners, looking for your ideas on how to promote the station. Not your gripes per se, your ideas for promoting the station. 503-231-8187. And there is another caller. Here, we're just, see how much I need you guys to be engineers over here? Hold on. We're going to go back to the music, and we're going to bring that caller up. Roberta, are you there?
I am.
Yeah, it's Roberta. What's going on, Roberta?
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yes, I've been a subscriber for decades now.
A member.
I know. I came to Portland, a quite different culture from where, not different from Southern, so different from Southern California where I grew up, but coming from being on the East Coast and coming here, I just wanted to get a this is how I get a sense of what the community is about, at least the community that I want to engage with. And you are there, yay. Okay. So there are, I've heard, I think some of the callers who've called in are maybe older and like to be comfortable with older technology. And one of the things that I think it's been going on since you got the app. I love the app, but
that's been many years. That's been about 10 years since we've had the app, by the way.
Yeah, I've noted this, or I've communicated this several times that I counted it. It takes me 5 pokes on the phone to get to the current radio schedule. And I'm such a radio person. I play the radio. I actually even use a Walkman when I'm gardening. So it's not just like the young guy said while you're driving. It's a lot of way. It's very convenient, and I feel sort of like, yes, I'm turning off my phone. On Democracy Now, which I love today, they said, turn your phone off and clear out the stuff, the junk, the spyware. Let's see. And when we had Occupy Portland here in town, I actually bought a set of Walkman and handed them out to some of the people at Occupy who had no other access to live media, audio media.
What do you think the station should do? What advice do you have for Kate Chase? How should she be getting more community engagement?
Uh, And that Walkman.
No. You know what? Actually, though, you put your finger on something that was a big deal that I've been thinking about a lot, too.
What was remarkable about...
Oh, and somebody's calling. Caller, hold on. The thing that was remarkable about the Occupy movement is that we had a live remote there. We had the radio flyer. We could do that more. I love you, caller. I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to honor you forever, and I'm going to think about what you're saying, because I'm going to try to grab this other caller.
Glad to hear you back.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to do the music again, and we're just going to play this. We're just going to do this. We're doing this right now. Okay, we're breathing. We lost that caller, too. If you just tuned in, this is Keeping It Real. I'm Lisa Loving. Taking your calls on ideas for promoting the radio station, we have Engagement Director Kate Chase. I have had 3 cups of coffee live in the studio, and we are surveying you, the listeners, looking for your ideas on how to promote the station, not your gripes. We've heard a few, but they're constructive criticism, actually. Your ideas for promoting the station. Want to strongly encourage callers who have never called before. And here comes that caller again, maybe. Hold on, listeners. Keep breathing. Here we are. There's a lot going on. We got a full slate of callers. I hope they can all hold on. I can press the right buttons. Caller, are you there?
I am, yeah.
Yay! Here's caller. What do you think KBOO should do to promote the radio station and earn more community engagement is the question.
Right. So, hilariously enough, I actually found KBOO because me and my partner were looking at local radio merch. And we kind of fell in love with the KBOO merch, and from that started listening and became huge fans. I think it's like the only radio station either of us really listened to at this point. But also I think a sense of community and connectedness is something that everyone's been really looking for lately.
Yeah.
And just opportunities. So I guess my suggestion would be not only, you know, going and documenting, community events and community, protests and stuff that are already occurring. But I think sponsoring events, generating events that allow for, you know, people that are interested in jazz, people that are interested in more niche music, or more niche topics, to be able to engage with each other. I think that would really both foster a sense of community within KBOO.
To engage with each other. I had not thought of that. Thank you. Keep going.
Oh, no, that's it. That's all I have.
Okay. We have a full slate of callers. I love your ideas. And by the way, and I don't know if I'm even allowed to say this. Hopefully I can. If you've ever been to, what is that place called? The wings place, the chicken wings place. Buffalo Hot Wings. What is it called?
Buffalo Wild Wings?
No, it's not Buffalo Wild Wings. There is a KBOO radio show branded beer at...
Love it.
Oh, Fire on the Mountain.
Fire on the Mountain. Shocks of Sheba.
The local one, right.
Shocks of Sheba. Anyway, thank you so much. Just love that you called, and hope you have a great week. Okay, are you there, caller?
Yes.
Yay! Oh, this is so exciting. What do you think about how KBOO, I know, it's like I'm sitting over here like I feel like a monkey at this board and I keep pressing the wrong buttons, but what do you think KBOO should be doing to engage more listeners?
Well, I know that KBOO's on a shoestring budget, and I don't know in their 56-year history, whatever, if they've ever done it. billboards, you know, promoting yourself on, you know, like on the Banfield.
We used to do bus benches. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, you did. Oh,
that's
okay.
A good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah, just, you know, like, just, you know, get people's curiosity. You know, have some catchy, you know, little saying after KBU on the, you know,
the media billboards. Right?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting that you would say that because I have thought for many years that KBU needs to bring back the boo ball. The boo ball was shut down, I want to say 15 or 20 years ago, but it was one of the biggest things that KBU did to face outward in the city. And people that had never heard of the radio station would hear about the boo ball and the costume contest and a really great band, and they would show up for that, and then they would learn about the radio station. So more outward face. I love this show. It's so hard to do, but I love it.
Well, the only reason I'm trying to, you know, get exterior, what do you call it, exposure.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the next couple years, it's not going to be very pleasant.
Oh, my God. It's five minutes to Nazi
like
o'clock,
thing.
My friend.
If you want to know an alternative truth, you know, like, we're not Fox.
No.
Listen to KBU.
No. I love that you made that point. Anything else, my friend?
I'm just saying that, you know, it's all hands on deck.
Yeah,
you know?
I think so, too. And I really appreciate your comment, and thank you for calling.
For call.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
All right. And I am pressing up I'm Lisa Loving. This is Keeping It Real. We're taking your calls on ideas for promoting the radio station. We've got Engagement Director Kate Chase live in the studio. We're surveying you, your ideas for promoting the station. 503-231-8187. It's 8187. 503-231-8187. There is another caller. I want to get to that wonderful person. But before I do, I also have to say, this is a complete list of how to support KBU, because this is our membership drive and our goal is $75,000. And I always want to suggest that people give 1 hour's wage to KBU. Okay? 1 hour's wage. If you make $20 an hour, pledge $20 every month to KBU. And if you make $10 an hour, shouldn't. Okay, by the way. But if you make $10 an hour, pledge $10 an hour. If you make $50 an hour, pledge $50 a month, okay? And I'll tell you what happens, what has happened to me. Sometimes I've been at work and I'm having a really bad time and I say to myself, I'm going to do my KBU hour right now. That's a thing, y'all. That is a thing. And again, the money that you invest in KBOO Community Radio is money that it flows out to the community in the form of programming, in the form of free radio training. Kate, I know we have another caller, but can we sit here and brainstorm a list of all the KBU trainings? And I'm going to try to go to the KBU Logistics just to see the ones that are open now. Do you know, or that's not really your wheelhouse, all the different kinds of training we do?
Yeah, that's more our program director and then our volunteer coordinator. But I do know, We have a board op training. So you can learn how to work the board here. We have obviously programmer training where you learn all of the ins and outs of how to run your very own show. I just want to reiterate that all of these trainings are 100% free. You don't have to pay any fee to be a volunteer.
No, you don't. You can't.
Right?
You can't. I'm here. We do have another caller. We're going to get to you in a second. I love you, friend, for waiting. I'm here in front of the volunteer. It's called Logistics or Galaxy, whatever. I'm here in front of the thing that voices what opportunities there are here at KBU right now for volunteers to do. Voicing on-air announcements. Every time you hear someone talking about the executive committee meeting, that's a volunteer. And that person gets to learn how to voice that, how to use the equipment, and then they can also learn how to do the audio editing that puts a music bed behind it, right? But just adding music beds to on-air announcements is also another volunteer thing you could do. And you can be 70 or you can be 17. It doesn't matter. We also have an awesome youth collective. We haven't even talked about that. KBU is also looking for someone to update the front page of the KBU website, looking for video volunteers, someone who can make TikTok videos and Instagram reels. We're looking for membership department assistants and on data entry. Secretly, the most beloved person in this entire radio station works in there, and you're not going to hear it from me, but you are hearing it from me. There's so many incredible people that you will meet if you come in here and volunteer. And did I say that or did I think it? Global Sale Board Op, which is a show. And so there's opportunities just to be a board op. More Talk Radio, that's the Monday Talk Radio show with Cecil and Celeste. They're also looking for a board op. And if you were a board op, you wouldn't have to go through what I'm doing right now. I'm saying that, okay? You can just focus on the board. And just saying that, we're talking about KBOO. We're talking about how you can be involved in KBOO. We're talking about being engaged with KBOO. When you come in and you operate the board, you have to leave all your troubles outside because you can't think about anything else, as you can tell by listening to me talk right now. But, I mean, this is a do-it-yourself revolution, and the last caller was absolutely not wrong when he's talking about how this is go time. This is what Joe Strummer prepared us for. It's 5 minutes till Nazi o'clock, and this is the time to step up and do the thing. I'm going to try to go to music and bring that caller. Did you have something to say, Kate?
Nope.
I'm just chucking the potato at her. She hasn't had to sing yet. I mean, actually, she's probably a really good singer. I don't know. Caller, are you there?
Yeah.
Yay! Oh! Kate hasn't had to sing yet or recite poetry, but it'd probably be cool if she did. What is your take on how KBOO could do more community engagement or how to get the word out on the radio station, my friend?
I always thought it would be a good idea to like promote concerts or talks or something, and then as part of the admission price, it could be like a membership. You get your membership through the admission of the like reggae concert that you promoted or like the speaker that you brought in or something. So
what's your name? What's your name?
Red.
Red, I need you to come in here and be a volunteer. I need you to. There's certain FCC limitations on what we can do with money. And the entire grassroots radio world in the United States just went through hell behind that. Because we used to give membership drive gifts and we would give different kinds of things away. And we can't do it like that. You're still right, though. There's a way for us to engage in the community by engaging the community. Kate, what's your take? What do you think?
Yeah, I
love that idea.
Oh, sorry. I love that idea. A big thing I've been wanting to try to do is partner or sponsor more events, more live music in Portland. I will say right now our baby step is that we do have a community calendar that we run where you can promoters can email us and we'll put their event on the community calendar.
Is that aired or is it on the website?
It's on our website.
We used to have people who would record the community calendar and they would come in every day and it was its own thing. And I keep saying this, I'm being a broken record or a broken CD, a scratch CD, whatever. If you're listening right now, you should be in here because every idea that I've heard is something that you could do. And caller, I want to ask you this. So bringing announcements for shows, bringing announcements for talks on the air, what makes it easier for you to hear that? Do you understand what I'm asking?
I just listen to like High Reason Reggae Time, right? That's one of my favorite shows.
Oh yeah, right? Ross Danny.
And so like if he had like a, you know, if like he's like, yeah, we got this show coming and like, you know, you guys promoted it or whatever. And then, you know, it costs like $30 to get in, right? But with that, you get a KBOO membership.
Right. We're going to think about that.
Just so that people have like a membership so they like feel like, instead of like having to pay $20 a month or whatever, you just like, oh, I went to the show and now I'm a KBOO member, you know? Like kind of thing was what I'm trying to say.
That's fascinating. I'm not sure we can do that. It's definitely worth thinking. There are these things called payola and plugola, and they're legal things, okay. And I'm not an attorney. But I think you're onto something. We're writing that down, and we're going to think about it.
Right on.
Awesome. Thanks for calling, Matt.
Yeah, you bet. Have a good day.
Come in here and be a volunteer, okay? Anyway, we did that. We are running out of show, too, which is exciting, kind of, and I'm actually punching this board that is not doing the thing. Okay, this is live radio. You're listening to KBOO Portland. I'm Lisa Loving. This is Keeping It Real our guest, Kate Chase. She's live in the studio, and we have been surveying people about the listeners looking for your ideas on how to promote the station. And boy, it's been a bit of a scramble, this show. But I think we might have time for one more caller if somebody feels like dialing us up, trying to make space for people that have never been on the air before. And I do want to take another moment and say this is the KBOO Winter Membership Drive. Why is it important? Kate, you talk this time. I'm sorry, I just chucked that at you like a hot potato. What is your take on why people should be a KBOO member?
Yeah, I think a lot of our callers today have put it into words really well, but community radio is just so important, especially, you know, as we know, the next 4 years, we're not sure what they're going to hold. And so independent media is going to be more important than ever. And I sent out an email for Giving Tuesday this week, and I said, at this point, donating to KBOO, it's not just a donation, it's mutual aid, because it's all of us supporting each other, making sure that all of our voices can be heard, which I think is just so important. And you can donate right now. You can go to kboo.fm/give. I know there's a couple.
I'm going to read the list. Click the red box donate in the mobile app. I am an app jerk. They stress me out, but the KBOO app is really good. I'm putting that out. Text KBOO to 44321. Mail KBOO. Send your check to 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. And, you know, I'm going to shut down the phone line and calm the hell down, because I want to spend some few. KBOO's my family. You're listening right now. You've never even met me before. You're part of my family. Are you freaked out? You should be probably freaked out. But I mean, I care about you. I care about us, and I care about this institution, because I've been a journalist since I was 14 years old, and I have my own issues, but in my mind and in my heart, the right piece of information can move mountains, right? And by handing the microphone, the most important thing KBOO does is it hands the microphone to you, right? We've got the Youth Collective. The Youth Collective meets weekly. I think it's Wednesdays. And then they have their own show once a month. And that's teenagers, okay? It's free. So you come over here, you drop off your teenagers. They're probably fed very strange food, like, I don't know, those cheddar fish or something like that. But they learn how to use this equipment. They meet each other. They build community around each other. And Kate, I'm going to say this. To me, the secret sauce of KBOO is... The secret sauce of KBOO is all the innovation that we create and the brilliant minds that we train that go out into the world. Emily Harris, right? Emily Harris is a certifiable genius. She worked at OPB. She was a talk radio host at OPB. She was also a foreign correspondent for National Public Radio. She worked with Reveal, the Center for Investigative Reporting in the Bay Area. Now, I'm going to bring her on the air because she's working with a group of people that are starting a new grassroots news outlet in the Columbia Gorge that's focused on communities of color. She started here. Loads of incredibly brilliant people started here. And that could be you or someone you know, okay? We're going to go out on a pitch, okay? I have to say, again, if you're an old-timer, Ani Haynes just ran into Marlena Smith at Best Buy last week. I had to drop that Easter egg into the show for people who celebrate, for people who know what that's about. But Kate, like, your final words on what do you need from people in terms of people listening right now? How can they help you do engagement at KBOO?
Yeah, I think the best way is to engage with KBOO, whether that's coming to events in the station. Like we said, tomorrow from 6 to 9 p.m., we're hosting an arts walk. It's 100% free in the station. So come on down and support us and support local artists and musicians. And also engage with us via social media. I know we have mixed feelings about that, but we are on Instagram at KBOO Radio.
We don't really have mixed feelings on that. Some people do, and that's fine. It's a tool like a screwdriver. It's not a tool like a screwdriver. It's more like a radioactive screwdriver. I see that, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we're on Facebook, KBOO Radio.
And again, KBOO, this is your place to become involved, to learn the skills, to become a media innovator in your own right. And I'm putting that out. I mean, that's what we do here. That is what we do here. It's a do-it-yourself revolution, and you matter. So incredible comments, big love from you guys. I just appreciate all the people who called. And I'm sorry this was so awkward, because it was very awkward. But one last time, here's the complete list of how to invest in these radio airwaves, because KBOO is a hub of community, and it's what you make it. You're listening right now. KBOO actually represents the entire region. We're not just here to represent the members, and that's in our bylaws, right? So go to kboo.fm, give, click the red box donate on your mobile app. The KBOO app is awesome, especially if you live outside the area. Text KBOO to 44321 or mail a check to KBOO at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97214. Special thanks to KBOO Program Director Asia Hawthorne for making this all possible. Get involved with KBOO Community Radio by emailing volunteer@kboo.org. You guys rock. It's all about you. And please step up. Thanks for listening.
KBOO, Portland, Oregon.
Don't know what to get your loved ones this season? Check out kboo.fm/merch and snag some KBOO swag to support community media in style. While you're